You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise this day. Having the privilege to gather together as a family to pray, God bless you for being here. And our prayer will not be in vain as we pray in accordance with God's word. We will continue to see results in Jesus' name. Today's glorious Friday. Let's remember our theme for the month, Jesus, my deliverer. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. One time, a brother was sharing with me, I think sometime around when we had a music retreat, and was saying that, Bernard, whenever you minister to a congregation, understand that within that congregation, there are those who are brokenhearted, there are captives, and there are those that are bound. So the ministry of the Lord Christ Jesus by his Holy Spirit through us must bring liberation to all these categories of people. I believe that you are here at Glorious Friday for a reason. Your life will not be the same. As we share God's word and as we pray together, we are not leaving here the same. Today, our prayer is centered on the worship of the delivered. The worship of the delivered. Our main scripture is Psalm 124, verse 7, which reads that my soul hath escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Those who have been delivered worship with depth, gratitude, and surrender. Those who have been delivered worship with depth, gratitude, and surrender. When the Lord has done something for you, you see, when this woman was wiping Jesus' feet with her hair, expensive perfume, I think Jesus told them a parable. When the one who has received much debt forgiven, that person would most likely be more grateful, would be more grateful than the one who just had a little debt forgiven. If you were owing $10,000 or 10,000 Ghana cedis and someone just dashed it to you, that it's okay, don't pay me back. As compared to someone that you were owing 50 Ghana cedis. When you look at the two, who will you be going down your knees and thanking? Oh, thank you so much. Because, of course, you know that 50 cedis. When you pass the corner or by the close of the month, 50 cedis at least. Even if you're a student, small savings you can get to pay. But 10,000 cedis. You know that being forgiven this debt, especially when your finances are not in a good shape, you will thank the person that God bless you. You say God bless you like 100 times. The following day, you call again. You know what? God bless you. God bless you and bless your generation. Because you look at the quantum of debt that you have been forgiven. That was the case of this woman who was wiping the feet of Jesus with her hair. The debt, she couldn't even describe. She could just shed her tears. So when God has caused us to escape as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers, where the snare is broken and we escaped. Oh, wow. We shouldn't sit down. We should be like the woman by the well when Jesus told her that you are speaking to the Lord of Lords. You are speaking to the King, the eternal King, the Messiah. That is whom you are talking to. She ran into the city. See this man who was just talking to me and even the things that he has told me. You see, so we must serve God wholeheartedly, seeing what he has done for us, seeing the gravity of debt that he has forgiven us. Day to day, how many times don't we even offend the Lord? Sometimes, even in areas where we least expect, then we realize that, no, is God happy with me about this specific thing? And yet, daily his mercies are renewed upon us. His faithfulness not taken away from us. So every time we must lift up our cup of salvation and hail the name of Jesus and let him know that, Jesus, I am grateful, and because of that, I'm going to let the world know. Mema man san yina hunu se wu ye nyami awuti asine de wa ya mame no etso mebo edo so mame. I can't hold myself back from praising the Lord. Those of us who have been calculating the dance moves of people in church when praises is going on, instead of remembering what the Lord has done for you. That's why self-righteousness is very dangerous. Where you get up in your self-righteousness, like the priest who lifted up his head and looking toward heaven, saying that, I've given my money to the poor, I've done this. Even in that act, he was offending the Lord because he was bringing his self-righteousness before the Lord. As compared to the one who bent his head down and said, Lord, forgive me. We must remember constantly what the Lord has done for us on the cross of Calvary, and daily, every hour, every second, what he does for us. If it wasn't for the Lord who is surrounding us like the mountains around Jerusalem, we would have been dead a long time ago. Every single breath, let it be of praise unto the Lord, knowing what he has done for you. And for that matter, doing everything to praise the Lord. That was the life of David. God said, David, hey, this one, I won't let you do it. Your hands are full of blood. He said, God, if I don't do it, if you let me do it, I will prepare everything that is needed for it to be done. If you let me build a temple, I will still buy all the materials and put them down. And then later, Solomon, his son, will just come and raise everything because David had already put things in place. That should be the condition of our heart. That should be the condition of our hearts. Don't run away from God thinking that, oh, I've done this. So rather you take the life of the prodigal son and go into a far country away from God. Stay in his presence. Come as you are. Come before him broken and say, Lord, I know I'm not perfect, but you can still use me for your glory. Have mercy upon me and continue to use me for your glory, because what you've done for me and you keep doing for me, I cannot understand it.
Jesus.
God bless you as we move into prayer. Our worship changes when we realize that the snare is broken. Our songs become warfare and testimonies. Let my people go that they may serve me. Whenever the Lord has delivered us, he delivers us into service, not into waywardness and forgetting him. The Lord help us all in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Our supporting scriptures for our first prayer is Psalm 103, verse 2-4a. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. You see all the things the Lord does for us on a daily basis. Father in heaven, remind me of every benefit and deliverance I have experienced so that I set my worship on fire in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to pray this prayer in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I will not forget. Let me not forget. I will not forget. Let me not forget. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to constantly remember all that you do for me on a daily basis. Who forgiveth my iniquities. Who healeth my diseases. Who redeemeth my life from destruction. Let me not forget all these benefits, O Lord. Let me not forget all these benefits, O Lord, that every single day you keep doing for me. Who provides all my needs. Who surrounds me with helpers. Whose favor encompasses me as a shield. The Lord who lifts me up from the miry clay and sets me among princes. That which I don't even deserve, he provides for me by his grace. Oh Lord, let me never forget. Let us never forget, oh Lord. Let us never forget, oh Lord, where you have brought us from. Where you have brought us from. Others are on the streets, and yet, Lord, you have put us in houses. Let us never forget where you have brought us from. Others are burying their parents, and yet, Lord, you have sustained our parents. Let us never forget how far you have brought us. Others have lost their siblings, and yet, Lord, you have given us siblings and preserved them that we can call them whenever we want to. Let us never forget the things that you do for us. We give you the glory, Lord. We give you the glory, Lord. We are praying our second prayer from Luke chapter 18, verse 43a. And immediately he received the sight and followed him, glorifying God. We are praying that Father in heaven, like the healed man, let my response to deliverance be to follow and glorify you in Jesus' name. Let my response to deliverance be to follow and glorify you in Jesus' name. When you receive a new job, God has delivered you from joblessness. If you know how joblessness feels like, when you have no capital to start a business and you don't have a job, you don't even have a business idea, and you are just there waiting for the Lord's visitation, an opportunity, and the Lord gives you a job, he has delivered you from joblessness. When you have a helper, even someone to talk to, he has delivered you from helplessness. Because you even have someone you can agree in prayer with. The Lord constantly delivers us. Every time you arrive at your workplace, he has delivered you from accidents. Because it's not everybody who made it to their workplace. We must not take it for granted. And every time we must jump up and follow glorifying the Lord in Jesus' name. So pray that Father in heaven, like the healed man, let my response to deliverance be to follow and glorify you in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Jesus. Father in heaven, like the human, let my response to deliverance be to follow and glorify you in Jesus' name. To follow and glorify you in Jesus' name. To follow and glorify you in Jesus' name. Rababaya kabarabaya ndede ebe debe kebe debe rebebe abarabaya ndede ebe mayan dodododododi abarabaya kabaraba rebebe kebe sebe debe ndede ebe. In the mighty name of Jesus. But I'll sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. So everyone who sings in the morning unto the Lord, understand that it is scripture. You must lift up a song unto the Lord. So whether when you get to the office, you sing unto the Lord songs of praise, or when you wake up in your quiet time, you are singing unto the Lord, or you are going for a prayer walk, singing unto the Lord, make it a habit every morning to sing unto the Lord. I will sing of thy power. Yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Every day you see the Lord has delivered you from a certain day of trouble. For every new day you see or you encounter. So you are praying, Father in heaven, let my songs loudly announce your power and mercy to deliver in Jesus' name. Let my songs loudly announce your power and mercy to deliver in Jesus' name. Please, let us pray this prayer. This is our last prayer.
Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Father in heaven, let my songs loudly announce your power and mercy to deliver in Jesus' name. You are my only deliverer. I sing of your power and your mercies. Let me never forget, but grant me that grace. Cause me to every morning sing of your power and your mercies. Of your power and your mercies. I desire to sing of your power and your mercies. But certain days, Lord, I am weak. Strengthen me to be consistent. To be consistent in singing of your power and your mercies. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. To, Lord, prosper in the secret place. To do well in the secret place. Not to stay out, Lord, and go my way, but, Lord, constantly to sing, to stay in that secret place with you. Every morning singing of your power and your mercy. 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 Thank you, Lord. If you have not given your life to Christ Jesus, you cannot have a relationship with our Father in heaven to whom we pray without submitting to the Lordship of Christ Jesus, because we pray to our Father in heaven in Jesus' name. He has given all power and authority even to the Son, being Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, in whose kingdom we are, according to Colossians chapter 1. Verse 13. So I plead with you today that you submit your life to the authority of Christ Jesus. Just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner, and without you, I am condemned to death. But with you, I have access to eternal life. I thank you for this gift of salvation. I accept you into my life as the Lord over my life, as my Savior forever. And I pray that please have mercy upon me and fill me with your Holy Spirit, that by directing me by your Holy Spirit, I live a life that is pleasing to you alone. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Till God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. All the things He has done. So God the glory.
If you give your life to Christ in the service, contact us via our email, info@glowmusicministry.com, or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.